All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that's the audio equivalent of a bubble bath and a scented candle. And this week we're going to be talking all about self-care.
Hi, I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Bust, and I'm all about self-care, but I'm also all about selfies.
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and I truly believe self-care is not selfish.
Hello, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and my self-care, sadly, is less about scented candles and more about burning the candle at both ends.
Ooh, Rifki.
Bad girl.
Don't forget, you can follow us on social media and tell us about your self-care tips and what you guys do. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and we would love to hear from you.
What is self-care? I feel like we hear so much about it at the moment, and it's super trendy, and every shop has jumped on the bandwagon. I'm not really sure, like, if everybody really knows what it means. Often it's like painted this really luxury bitch me time thing, which is super costly and requires you to have a rose gold bathroom and a lifetime supply of bath bombs.
I would really like a rose gold bathroom, please.
And do not do a lifetime supply of bath bombs. You will get a yeast infection.
If someone is out there counting the amount of times we talk about yeast infections, I'd really like to know where the tally is at now.
And if Caniston are out there, sponsorship.
Honestly, what it's really about is actually just looking after yourself and after your mental health a bit more, I think.
For sure, yeah.
Riv, like, how do you tend to do self-care?
I mean,
after that burning the candle at both ends comment, I'm not sure.
I think we can establish that I'm not good at self-care. I feel like it is painted as that really luxury thing, and it's, you know, you can get self-care written on a mug or on a notebook now, and it's become this real Instagrammable thing, and I'm just like, I don't have time. I am so busy. I do not have time for self-care. I think, for me, self-care is probably sometimes just saying no to things and not having FOMO and just being really pleased to miss out and stuff and go home. It's
amen.
Going to the gym. It's having a cup of tea.
I'd love to come, but I really don't want to.
So I suppose it's just having a bit of me time and not feeling selfish about it and learning to say no to like going out, which I'm not very good at doing, but getting better at. But it will never be a bubble bath. I do like spa weekends.
If there's any spa companies out there, we're also looking for that sponsorship. Yeah. Or Caniston, if you can afford to send us to one, that's also great.
No bath bombs required. Okay. So I'm shit at self-care, but I feel like Hayley, you kind of have a better stance on it.
I think it's because I didn't for so long, because I was where you were at, where I waited until I burned out before I did stuff. But that burnout kept getting more and more serious. So for me, I feel like having had like a really tough mental health year meant that I actually realized that I had to figure out how to take care of myself properly for the first time in my life. And that's a really weird thing to say, but some people just don't learn how to do that properly. And for me, I'm so good at taking care of other people, but I'm really bad at realizing that, like, what I need, and it's not about, like, oh, I need this pair of shoes. It's like, oh, I need to have a night off, or, oh, I need to make sure that I'm in bed at a decent time or something like that. And so for me, as part of getting better and recovering from depression has been thinking of myself almost as a small child and being like, if I was a small child, how would I take care of myself? It's developed out of necessity, but now I realize that if I want to stay well, that's going to have to be a huge part of how I live. What about you, George?
I feel like I sit somewhere between the both of you with how I am with self-care, because I'm not always that good at scheduling it in, but maybe something will happen. I'll be like, okay, next time you need to take better care of yourself so you don't feel that way, or you need to take a bit of time out after this. I can be really bad at making my weeks really, really busy and saying yes to everything. Oh, the joy of being freelance and, you know,
you
things
have to take
come
it
in.
When it comes, right?
You do, you do. And then, you know, it's learning that, sure, it'll be great after that week. I'll have had all these things done, but will I be able to get through everything with 100% if I've said yes to 5 shoots that week or several events and things like that? So I'm kind of in the Rivki camp where I'm like, I let it burn me right down and then I kind of learn from that, and the next time I'm better. And I find as well with how I am emotionally, I'm very up and down with everything, and it can take a tiny thing to take me down, but then usually I'm quite good at buoying myself back up. So it's like knowing how to manage how I'm going to react to things. And I'm an easy crier, so if things get a bit much, I have a good cry, which I actually find is really good self-care because I find it really cathartic.
Oh,
but yeah.
I love a good cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
let's
like
all
a
just have a cry. Crying and sighing. Those are like, my mum's always like, what's wrong? Like, if I'd like let out a really big sigh, and I'm like, I just really fucking love sighing.
Yeah, I like, just always really like, are you okay? And I'm like, I just needed a sigh.
Yeah.
Just like,
everyone now, really all together. It does, it feels great. And I think those are probably my little self-care things where I'm just like, I allow myself to cry because I feel overwhelmed.
You're decompressing.
Yeah, and I'm like, after I've done that, I'm like, okay, fine. And I know I'm quite lucky in the sense I often can take on quite a lot. I'm quite a multitasker and I don't sleep very much. God, I'm a mess.
She'll be dead by the time she's 45, but she will have lived 3 lifetimes, guys. Don't worry.
It's those little things of doing a gym class, having a cry, a massive sigh and a cup of tea, and I'm good to go again.
She's reset. We would love to know what you guys do in terms of your self-care. So please tweet us, Facebook us, share on Instagram at Fat Chat Pod. Let us know what your self-care looks like, and hopefully you'll get some ideas from other people as well.
So today for our self-care tip, I thought it would be really cool to make our own self-care toolkit.
Ooh.
Thanks, guys. Super supportive. I think it's really important to just take some time out, and not when you're melting down, but when you're feeling stronger, to think about what good self-care looks like to you. And that can be the luxury, nice to have self-care things, which include bubble baths and that fun stuff and manicures and watching movies that you love. And it can be the super necessary ones, like making sure that you eat your lunch or have a glass of water or go to bed on time. For me, when my depression is bad and I'm struggling, I've written myself a really basic list of things that I can do. Firstly, to check that I've been doing them. Have I taken my medicine? Have I drunk some water? Have I eaten today? All of those things. And that's really helpful for me because it's just a checklist I can go through. But if you wanted to make it like a little bit more interactive or practical, you can make yourself a box or a bag where you put things in that are like your self-care things. It's like an emergency, like break in case of emergency. So you've got a tea bag in there, maybe you've got a little vial of bubble bath, maybe you've just got like a card that says, when you're feeling overwhelmed, call George and she'll make you laugh, or call Rivki for some good advice. Maybe those are the things. But I think if you just take some time, you will actually figure out what it is you need, and the next time when you're running on empty, you're not also asking yourself to think. Does that
like
make sense?
Like a car breakdown kit you've got
exactly.
in your spare petrol, your triangle warning light, a coat, and a battery charger for your phone.
And this is a whole different tip we've given now as well.
Yeah, so the AARAC, hit us up.
I'd love to know if you are going to take on doing this, if you write yourself a list.
What is in your toolkit?
Yeah, what is in your toolkit? Let us know at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
So we've talked about that glossy, Instagrammable self-care, but, you know, self-care can be quite boring. It can be just necessary, putting one foot in front of the other. And what does that look like for you guys? Is it something you have to schedule in? Is it future-proofing? You know, Rivki, I know you say it's not something you actively do, but there are obviously things you are doing in your life to make sure that the next day is going to function pretty well. What does your, in inverted commas, boring self-care look like?
Do you know what? I was thinking as we were chatting, I actually did start something that I suppose I would classify as my self-care.
Yeah.
Is I went on a little spa retreat a few months ago.
Always a spa, always a bar.
at the end of like my, I had a facial. At the end of the facial, I was like, do you know what? I really love all these products, and I really need to take better care of my skin because, unsurprisingly, I'm utterly useless at it. So I went and I bought myself a whole range of skincare stuff.
Amazing.
And I made, even though my bedtime is often like in the early hours of the morning, I start my routine a little bit earlier and I do a kind of really nice face wash, toner, moisturizer, and give myself a bit of a lead up to bedtime, as opposed to just going, fuck, it's really late, and then like running upstairs, throwing on pajamas and falling into bed.
That's like some of those cues you're giving yourself that says it's bedtime. Like, yeah. My brother and sister-in-law with my nephew, there's all the stuff they do to let him know that it's bedtime. They turn the lights down a bit. He has his bath. They read him a book. He has his bottle. And all those things say to him, it's bedtime now. And you doing your skincare, like, that tells you that, right?
I love that, because your nephew is how old?
He's 18 now.
And I'm 33. We got there eventually.
But, mate, I'm 35 and I'm just learning about it.
But Rivki, I thought you still had a bottle before bed.
Of wine. Different. Yeah, I've started more of a skincare routine and it makes me feel better as well about myself. So it's not just the actual thing of giving myself a really good face wash and cueing myself to go to bed. It's that thing of, like, I feel like, oh, I've really taken care of myself and my skin.
And self-touch is a really important form of self-care.
And, hey, you're nicking my
that
one.
That brings us on to Georgina.
So, yeah, my kind of more ugly self-care, as I said, having a cry. I can cry so easily.
She's crying right now, guys.
Yeah. I'm not doing the next thing, though, which is having a wank.
That was on the last episode.
But, you know, sometimes self-care is about feeling good and, you know, what better feeling than that? And just taking that time to just remind yourself there is something good in life. Orgasms are one of them, or three of them, whatever you got going on there. I voice note my friends. I do offload. I feel like my close friends, we do all have quite a mutual offloading onto each other. And I just think staying in contact with people when you're feeling quite low, it can be really hard to do. That's not something that's easy, because sometimes it's hard to reach out. You feel like you're burdening people, but just do it. Just text your friend. Maybe it's just SOS or something like that.
And I mean, we were talking the other day, weren't we, when we were saying you start to learn about who's good for different things. Mm-hmm. And not all your friends are going to get all of your dramas. You know, if you're upset about this one day and that the next day, there might be different people, and that's okay. Like, not one person. And that's part of good self-care too, knowing who to go to, I think.
For sure, yeah. And knowing, okay, well, that person that last week got it. Like, let's choose another victim. That's definitely me. Going to the gym, if I've got the energy, I will book onto a gym class, get those endorphins in, and feel like the day has had a little bit of purpose, because that can help with my mental health. And then saying no and cancelling things, I think, is so important. I recently cancelled on a friend because the day before I just not had a good day. I was having a bit of a weepy day and I just needed to be on my own. And she completely understood. I said to her, I will not be good company. I just need this day. I'm just going to go to the gym, be at home, be a bit miserable, and then I will be fine. And she was like, that's fine. Do what you need to do. And I think that's important. She then checked in on me on the next day to check that everything was okay. And yeah, knowing that you need that time for yourself. As Hayley said at the beginning, self-care isn't selfish. I kind of subscribe to the idea that it is selfish, but that's okay. You know, that's kind of a selfish thing to cancel on someone, but that's something you needed, and that's okay. Take that time.
See, like, for me, I feel like it's not selfish, because actually you can't take care of and be there for other people if you're not okay. And it's like that idea of putting the oxygen mask on yourself first. Then you can be better equipped to be a better human generally, and that doesn't make it a selfish act.
True.
Because if you're a burnt out asshole, that has repercussions.
Why are you not talking about Rivki? When you said that? Rude.
Burnt out and old asshole. Wow. The image.
That's Rivki's nighttime alter ego.
That's burlesque name.
Welcome to the stage, burnt out asshole. Yeah, I think for me, like you were saying, saying no has become a big one. I used to feel really bad about saying no and then end up cancelling last minute, which is not great, or just beating myself up when I did have to say no. And now I'm like, I'd rather be a better version of myself. And when I spend time with people, be able to be there and be present with them than not be. And, you know, that way I can stay home and have a wank. Yeah, I think I also block out rest days. So when it looks like I'm getting a really busy week and I can see that 3 out of 5 days already have something intense going on, I will just take a big black marker and just literally black out a day and just be like, this is a rest day. Because I'm saying that that is just as important as anything else that's going on in my week. And for me, that helps because I'm really bad at just being like, yeah, I'll just squeeze it in. And then I have a total emotional breakdown day four. I also journal quite a lot, which is just basically writing about my feelings and being self-indulgent in that way. But sometimes just writing them out helps getting them out of my head. And in some ways I'm really good at reaching out to people, and other ways less so. And I'm trying to get better at that. But sometimes being able to nurture myself is really important because I don't always want to be looking for something from outside. I also have therapy, and I feel like that's not something people really talk about, and it always sounds like quite an indulgent American thing. And for me, I think deciding to go to therapy was the difference between life and death. I think people don't often think about mental health and depression as being that severe, but of course it is. That's where you can end up. And so for me, deciding to take that positive action of getting that help was a huge act of self-care. It was probably the most important one I've ever done. And it's not something that's talked about that often. Therapy seen as quite indulgent. But it's not really.
It can sometimes be ugly and gritty and
of course it isn't. But sometimes it's just necessary, just as necessary as any medical intervention.
And I definitely think with therapy, some people can see that as a last resort. But we take care of our bodies in the gym. Like, that's such a common thing. And people are not like, oh, that must be a last resort. So I think when it comes to therapy and counselling, it's so important to know that, sure, it can be something that you're doing when you've kind of reached the end of your tether with everything else. But it's just taking care of your mind. Take care of all aspects of yourself and don't find it a taboo subject. Sure, you've had therapy.
And it shouldn't be seen as an indulgence either. For some people, it's necessary, just like other medical interventions would be necessary.
We've talked about kind of the sort of stuff you wouldn't see on Instagram. Hayley journaling in the middle of the night.
with her peppermint tea.
But we all love a little bit of luxury self-care. George, what does your luxury super bitch self-care look like?
Super bitch.
That's me. I feel like if I'm in the mood, maybe I'm going somewhere I want to record a tutorial, like, or just take photos of myself on Instagram, then like prettying myself up, putting makeup on, doing my hair, feeling good, shaving my legs and putting new sheets on my bed so I feel like a slippery dolphin.
I love
the
that.
Best. I really just love shopping. Sometimes I feel really happy, I'm going to shop. I feel sad, I'm going to shop. I feel tired, I'm going to shop. I feel away, I'm going to shop. But like, it is such a thing that I will do a really big order. And even if I'm not going to keep some of it, because when it arrives, it might look awful, just knowing that I've got my loyal DPD man turning up and, you know,
the
delivering
doorbell
me
that makes
order.
Me so happy. Like, yeah. I hear, the other day, where were we? And I heard that book, book. Which is the sound of like the Royal Mail thing when they like go for a delivery, and I heard it and I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, it's not for you.
But it does make you happy knowing you can just try that stuff on. Maybe it's actually going physically shopping. I don't like leaving the house, so for me it's someone bringing it to the house. But yeah, what about you, Rivki? What does your luxury bitch self-care look like?
Definitely also shopping. That's probably good. The one kind of self-care I am pretty good at.
You can stay on this podcast. Good.
So yeah, shopping. And then, I mean, ultimate luxury self-care is facial and getting my nails done. And just, I'm going to get my nails done in a couple of days. And
I just would
wait.
Like to say, I'm so proud of you, because a couple of years ago, this was like an anathema to you. Now you are a full on fashion bitch.
I hadn't had a manicure.
Do you remember
ever
when
until
we
like
saw
last
her
year?
And she was like, guys, I've had my nails done. I've had my nails done.
Was she like this? Was she like Peter Griffin? You know, that Family Guy episode yeah. where he's got this, I can go on the Fat Chat Pod Instagram, Rivki's face on Peter Griffin's body, like, ta-da, ta-da.
Yeah, now like I'm really feeling. Good. See, these are the weird little self-care ones. Like, I love going to get my nails done. Can't use my phone for like don't know, 45 minutes or something.
That's the worst.
Getting like
you could
proper.
Listen to a podcast while you're getting them done, just an
Maybe
idea.
Maybe another secret recordings podcast even.
Or, yeah, back episodes of Fat Chat Pod. I mean, it's just an idea. I'm just
the
putting it out
opportunities are endless. Yeah, so shopping, facial, nails done.
Luxury bitch.
Luxury mega
status
bitch.
Achieved.
I feel like the more we talk, though, the more you realise, Riv, there are things you do for self-care. Mm. You just maybe don't label them as that. And they don't have to be labelled like that. Mm. You
I just don't
them.
Like being labelled.
I will not
Don't
in the
put
box.
Me in a box. No, not again.
What about you, Hayley?
I love a bath. I love a bubble bath. Like,
bath
I
bum.
Will... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, George is literally shaking. She just wants to say thrush so badly.
It's just a little thrush. It's like a sting when you have a bubble bath.
Oh, dear God.
That's the new jingle.
Sorted. I do love having a bath, though, in the evening. It's my quiet time. It's also for me time when I can't have my phone. One day they'll make them waterproof and I'll be truly fucked.
But for now, vibrators are waterproof, so we're all good.
I mean,
you can be truly fucked.
Yeah, I go home and I'll put on a movie I've seen a million times, which will still make me laugh. I also love to shop. Like, there is a reason we're all friends.
We met at ASOS Anonymous. The other AA.
Yeah, I love clean sheets. New pajamas are one of my favourite things, which brings us super neatly.
Oh, God, that was so smooth.
Guys,
smoother than my legs on a self-care day.
I mean, I'm getting good at this. That brings us neatly onto our fashion segment. And this week, what are we talking about, Rivki?
We are talking about pajamas and loungewear. Oh,
yes. My uniform.
You know what? I think this is a market that is hugely underserved for plus size.
Oh, amen. Like,
when I'm doing sort of straight size roundups of loungewear and PJs, absolutely spoiled for choice.
And spoiled for choice on the fucking high street.
Yeah.
We can't even find nice stuff online most of the time. Like, it's really
it's
tough.
A really odd one, isn't it? And I don't know, maybe if you guys have found amazing loungewear or PJs or plus size cashmere loungewear, send it to us at fatchatpod.
Let us know.
So obviously at the moment we have your usual suspects. You know, you're gonna find good PJs at Simply Be, ASOS, Evans. It's all gonna
that
be like
cute
the cute
stuff,
yeah the
yeah.
cute character stuff. What I'm really on the hunt for is some really good cashmere loungewear,
or like
for plus
some
size.
Crisp beautiful cotton.
Yeah,
like there's some lovely brands out there doing that, but they're not doing plus sizes. So
why not?
If you're a sleepwear brand, think about your plus sizes, because we sleep a lot. Us fat people,
we have more pound and we have some pounds, so you know.
Yeah, I do. It is a really really weird one. Obviously I will do my usual roundup and
Amazing.
Pop it onto the at Fat Chat Pod Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, so
Amazing.
You can find a link to all the products there. But yeah, I do think it's such, you know, it's a market that's really really underserved, but obviously you are going to find good stuff for Fig Leaves Curves actually on Simply Be. Mm. I would say it's probably the nicest one for like those kind of satiny silky pajamas.
Ooh,
like two pieces, little printed sets.
I love their lingerie, so I'm really excited to go and have a look more at their PJ offering. Awesome.
So,
thanks, Rev.
And also Playful Promises. You'll get some like nice robes, that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Shout out to Fuller Figure Fuller Bust, my fave robe.
But yeah, robe. Basically still on the hunt for that cashmere loungewear. I will let you know if I find some.
Self-care is really heavily tied into sort of what is influencing us in day-to-day life, what is maybe making us feel like we need to take that self-care, take that time out. And I think more and more we are hearing tales of how being online, being on social media, double-edged sword, it can be so, so amazing, so empowering. But obviously being online is, you know, not always that good for our mental health. I've definitely found it's been highs and like massive highs and massive lows for me. And I find that what I need to do is, you know, mute people, whether permanently, whether for a few weeks, you know, unfollow people that aren't making me happy, you know, make my online experience a safe and good place to be part of, make sure that when I'm looking at my phone, it's not with dread and trepidation. And I need to be careful of what's on my timeline, careful of what I'm seeing and how that's going to affect me. And with blogging being the face and body of our brand, we have found that, you know, it comes with people saying things to us, or, you know, being exposed to different things online, do you find that it's something that you need to sort of be wary of and take steps to change up as well?
I think that's why I struggle with this concept of self-care, because I feel like it's own, although like I do those basic, ugly, non-Instagrammable things, I think it's something we've only started talking about in relation to Instagram. We're suddenly really aware that actually we've got all these social platforms that could be really good, but actually the impact that they're having overall on people's mental health is quite negative. And that's why we're suddenly going, oh shit, we actually need self-care. Like, I don't feel this was a discussion that we were having 10 years ago, and yet we were all still working really hard 10 years ago. We were all still really busy being social, and to me the only thing that's changed the game is social media platforms. I don't know how you feel about that, Hayley.
A part of me says yes to that, and a part of me says sometimes different things have different buzzwords, so just because it wasn't called self-care before doesn't mean people weren't doing some form of it or talking about doing some form of it. Online can be a negative place. It's full of people posting hashtag living their best lives, and yeah, I've been speaking about that quite a bit lately, because while that's great, comparison is a really difficult thing to deal with, and when everybody always looks like things are happy and sunshiny, it can be super hard to actually say, I'm struggling, I'm battling right now. And sometimes that's not what people want to see, and that's not what they want to know about. And so for me, I feel like I found so much solace and strength in the online communities I'm part of, especially around mental health, but I still feel this need to switch off sometimes. And it's okay to take a break. It's okay if I spend an afternoon having a great time with my friends and I don't post about it on social media. It's just for me. It's okay if I do things and don't need to shout it from the rooftops. And it's okay if I have a hard day and I talk about it. And so for me, that endless scrolling that just makes us look at everything and think, ugh, I haven't achieved this, I haven't done that yet, it's not helpful. Because at the end of the day, if you find accounts that are a little bit more real, you'll see that like life is not black and white. It's shades of loads of grey, and there's good and there's bad, and there's shit and there's happy. And if you can find accounts that are a bit more supportive, I feel like that's a huge part of taking care of yourself online.
Being online so much has been the best and the worst thing. And I'm kind of feeling the good at the moment is outweighing the bad, and I'm not ready personally to like stop that. It's just about knowing what to look at and what not to look at. Like, there's always that thing like, don't read the comments, and you know, I've been,
or like, don't Google yourself.
Yeah, oh my god, never. I've been in articles in newspapers and stuff, and obviously the one that I will not speak its name, but I will just say the DM, and when I've looked through those comments, I genuinely have felt so bad about myself. And it's knowing that unfortunately people are going to put those things out there. I really, really wish they wouldn't, and I think those are the people that need to be addressed. But until all those people get put in prison, I will try and avoid looking at things like that. Instead, it's looking at the positive things, and when positive things come out of it. And then I think it is really important to be quite honest online, to know that when you scroll, you might be like, God, everyone's just doing all the good things and on holiday and getting married and posting about good things. Like, be more realistic online, because we can start this change. If you start it in your bubble, it will sort of ripple out. Yeah, be a bit more honest online and look for those accounts that are doing the same thing.
Totally. I also feel like a huge part of taking care of yourself online, or being in good online spaces, is creating a positive space. And I mean that in that a space that's not mean. Don't react in a snap to like something that you see. Don't repost things that you hate to have a go, because frequently what that does is it turns the internet into the most negative space. Instead, have a read about it, think about how you can have a considered discussion with people. Don't immediately go for like the thing that's gonna get 7,000 retweets. Instead, be like, I'm gonna try and engage with this person and actually maybe have a constructive discussion. If you need to block people, block them. If you need to mute them, mute them. But the way I live my life online is I never say anything to anybody on the internet that I wouldn't say to them in real life.
I mean, to be fair, you've got pretty low barriers. So.
To me, if I wouldn't have a go at somebody, and that's the thing, people feel like because you've put yourself on the internet, you're asking to be critiqued or told this and that and the next thing. That's not what you're asking for. You're saying this is an example of a person living their life. And like the case of a lot of us, it's about how a plus size person is living their life. It's not asking for critiques. And I don't expect people to say things that they probably wouldn't come up to me in the street and say, back the fuck up.
Back down.
And so for me, that's how I try to live it. I'm like, I'm not going to have a go at someone in a way that I wouldn't in real life. And despite the fact that I am very straight talking, I'm not a nasty person in that way. And so why would I become one on the internet?
So we have our who to follow, because the only diet you need to go on is a social media diet. It's a no-brainer, really. There is an account on Instagram called Self Care is for Everyone. Yay. And they are a space. They post all sorts of amazing cartoons and things that will make you feel good, things that will make you feel uplifted. They've also got, I think, some merchandise as well with some feel-good phrases on t-shirts and jumpers and things like that. So Self Care is for Everyone. You know, go and have a look. They post various artwork from, you know, lots and lots of different body confident, body positive accounts that will make you feel inspired, uplifted. It's just something to break up your scrolling as you look through your feed. It's just something to make you feel good. Also, guys, don't forget that we are Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We would love to know which accounts you are following to make you feel good, that have good self-care tips. Hopefully, there are some new accounts for us to follow over on there.
And that's it from us this week. Don't forget, we've got a new episode every Tuesday. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast. And you can find us at Fat Chat Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure that you give us a 5-star rating and tell all your friends to come and listen to us too. Next week, the episode is about exercise. So that will be a controversial one. See you next Tuesday.